As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Well, we're bold enough to say, go ahead, ask us anything on social media. And Rebecca has been taking your questions, and we have not seen these. We have to answer them honestly. All right, Rebecca, fire away.
Woo!
Hype yourself up.
Okay.
Yeah, Tommy told me to do that.
Is that you being more excited?
That's me working on my energy.
I said, Tommy, Rebecca sounds like she's asleep when she's in the studio. Can you help us out with a little?
Did you really?
Pretty much.
I think it's just my voice.
Everybody jumped when you did that.
Yeah, you
were
like,
not expecting that.
I was like, that came out of...
From deep.
I like it.
Rebecca's very even keeled.
Yes.
Yes.
Which you are not used to.
No. I like that.
I'm a little reserved. I've been told I have NPR voice.
I will tell you that they fought for you in the meeting, though. They're like, no. Her voice separated from all your fake hyperness.
It's distinctive. Yeah. All right, Bert. What happened on your first date post divorce that you're embarrassed to talk about?
On my first date, I think that they're talking about the rice incident. Is that what they're talking about?
No, but you've disclosed that, so they would know what you were talking about.
I think what you guys are getting confused on was it wasn't my first date after divorce, but I was going out with a girl, and I had maybe gone out with her two or three times, and we were at a Mexican restaurant, and she had a piece of rice on her face, like just over her lip, and rather than tell her, hey, you got a little something going on over there, my dumbass reached over and like grabbed it off of her face.
But
I think I might have eaten it.
That makes sense.
I was out of the game for a while.
Okay.
And right. I quickly got out of
it.
I was quickly retired from that specific game also. And I understand why she never hit me back. But it wasn't the first date. But I understand why they're confused by it.
All right, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys claim you're family, but how come Kristen didn't invite anyone to her son's birthday party?
Yeah, I sent this one.
Did you now? Insert heavy sigh here.
It feels like you've been waiting to answer this. Is this one that you get a lot?
No.
Okay.
No, I just... I'm not going to say it's infuriating, because that would be like, it's not that big of a deal, but if you listened to the show, you would know that for my son's birthday party, it's a kid's birthday party, so I invited all the kids from the Burt Show. So I invited Eliza, Bert's stepdaughter, but mm-hmm. she had a swim meet, and Bert and Tiffany and Eliza were at the swim meet that weekend. I invited Hazel and Max, Cassie's kids, and they came to the birthday party. And there were pictures of them on my Instagram. I invited all three of Kaylee's kids, but they had like soccer tournaments and a bunch of activities going on that weekend. The only person with, I invited Tracy's kids, both of her daughters, but they had activities. Spring's obviously a very big time and people are very busy. The only person without kids I invited was Katie because she watches Jimmy and they're very close, but she had just had surgery on her nose and was recovering, so she couldn't make it. And because I love and care about the singles without kids on the show, I was not going to invite them to a child's birthday party and make them miserable for an entire afternoon.
That makes you a very good person.
Thank you. So,
I agree.
Yes.
I would have came just for the cake.
I did make really good cupcakes.
You made those?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I made
them. They're so good. I thought you had, like, bought them from a bakery.
No, that was me.
Oh, damn, they're
Whoa.
So good.
Thank you.
I think we're off message.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, so, yes, we do claim to be family because we are.
Why are you frustrated by the question itself?
Because the question is insulting because we talked about this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't like people making accusations when they don't have all the information. If they just would have asked like, hey, did you invite anybody to on the show to Jimmy's birthday party? They had a very pointed accusation that I did not invite anybody from the show, which is not accurate. It's the way it was worded. It's not the question. It's the way it was worded.
It feels like they're searching for discredit for some reason.
They were looking for some kind of gotcha moment.
Right.
And it's like, if you listen to the show and if you like were following us on social media, like I don't appreciate the intent behind the question.
Agreed.
It was rude.
Yeah, next time listen. Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever bombed at a stand-up show? What happened?
Well, I feel like saying it now. Let me knock on wood. Fortunately, no, I've never bombed per se. I did have a really bad outing, which was like my third show at the time. I think I was a little too confident because I did so well on my first two that I went out there and I didn't take the art as seriously as I should have at that time. And it was like a who is who from all of the Love and Hip Hops, like all of those VH1 reality shows that were really big at that time. And I was up there with comedians who had been doing it 20 years, 15 years, 10 years in a green room with them. This is my third time being on stage. And I thought I was going to go out there and just rock it like I did at the other clubs that it had five people in it. And I knew instantly, like when my first joke didn't go, I just didn't respond well. And it was like the longest 7 minutes of my life.
Oh, no.
Like they didn't boo me. But, like, the people were sitting in the crowd, like, staring at me, like, what are you doing here? Like, how did you end up in this position? And I remember giving a fake name and walking off the stage. I made up a random name because I didn't want them to, like, Google me and remember me from that night.
It was Schmosh Mitchell.
Yeah, something like that. And that's as close as I ever got to bombing. I took it very seriously from that day moving forward.
You're like, thank you, everybody. My name is Cat Williams.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Abby. Your brother seems to be a sensitive topic for you. Are you looking for acceptance from him?
Ooh.
Deep.
Everyone got like lighthearted questions. This is like something my therapist would ask me. Looking for acceptance from him. I think my brother is a sensitive topic for me for a lot of reasons. A lot of it has to do with my family dynamic and the way that I was raised in certain dynamics, in certain situations I was in growing up. And so as I've gotten older, I think I thought that those situations would diffuse and they haven't. And I think a lot of the sensitivity that you see when I talk about my brother is sort of resentment for that not being resolved.
Oh, wow. Mm. So do you have any plans to like sit him down at some point and say, hey, can we talk about our past? Or how does that work between brother and sister?
So I think that's what's frustrating is that there's really no... my brother is just not that type of person. You know what I mean? I was telling KK this when we went out to breakfast one day. I was like, I think I've just accepted that this is just how our relationship is. Like, I can't really change who he is. And he's not going to be the brother that I think I'm not going to be the sister that he wants me to be. And he's not going to be the brother that I wish I had grown up with.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Deep.
Yep.
All right.
Well answered.
Cassie.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Britney Spears is secretly dead? The conspiracy theory is kind of convincing.
Man, I find conspiracy theories to be very dangerous, but yes. I think she's disappeared for years. I think her last album was recorded by an artist called Maya Marie.
Are you joking right now? Are you serious?
No, check out their voices. Actually, there was a track going around labeled for Glory, the last album, that had Maya's name on it. They sound exactly alike. I don't think she's dead, but I do think she's away from the spotlight, and perhaps they're putting someone else in the spotlight for a while. But if you go deep, there are lots of differences between old Britney and new Britney. But it could just be a woman who's really struggling with her mental health and getting older. So that's why I don't buy into conspiracy theories too much, but they are kind of fun.
All right. Spooky. Rebecca, next time we do this, can you tone it down a little bit?
Woo! Supercha. Cassie, I would love to talk about your cleaning up your social.
Yeah, so there is something you can do if you are feeling overwhelmed by the amount of people that you're following on social. And I started to get really irritated lately because I'm looking at social media, and right now on TikTok, there's this thing that's called the moon phase. So you see what the phase of the moon you and your significant other were in when you were born, and if it makes a full moon, you're meant to be. And I'm like, I do not care. I don't care about your relationship to that degree. Congratulations. Stop posting about your horoscopes. I don't care. And I'm getting enraged. I'm like, why? These people are just living their lives. Like, stop being such a bee, Cassie. You know, stop getting your panties in a twist. And then I came across something called the grocery store rule. And I did this, and I also took a little step back from social, and I have felt so much happier. Here's the thing. If you were to run into someone in the grocery store and you wouldn't be excited to see them, and we all know that feeling. When you see someone in the grocery store and you're like, oh God, or Target, and you duck down an aisle, because it's not that you hate them. You just don't want to have a conversation with them and do the, hey, how are you? We should get a drink. So good to see you. Let's get brunch. If you would not be happy to see that person and stop and talk to them, you don't need to be following them on social media. So unfollow them. That is the grocery store rule. I'm talking people from high school you don't talk to.
I struggle with that.
Yeah, maiden name. If you have to look at someone, you're like, who is this? Because they got married and you had no idea and you didn't recognize their new name. You don't need to follow them. And once you declutter that and you stop seeing all this gobbledygook from everywhere, you know, you just it's just cluttering up your your mental space, and you get rid of it. Get rid of it. If you're not happy to see them in the grocery store, do not follow them on social media.
So I did this not that long ago, where there were certain accounts that were making me feel bad about myself. And so whenever their stuff would pop up, I was doing this comparison is a thief of joy thing. And while I was happy for them, it was my own this is a me thing, not a them thing. They're living their life. They're doing their thing on social media as they should. And so I went through and I unfollowed a ton of people. And I was actually talking to a colleague, and they brought somebody up, and I go, listen, I'm really happy for her, but she was making me feel real bad about myself. So, and she goes, good for you for recognizing for your mental health that you can you can root from afar, but it was something that you needed to take a break from.
Yeah, you don't have to look at other people's lives. You don't have to look at their kids if you don't want to. Unfollow.
The Burt Show.